So get ready for that day. It won't be very long.
Amen. We're glad that God has watched over us and brought us back to this place again, that we might worship Him in spirit and in truth. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, and the chapter is 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30. That's in the New Testament. Let us do. Let us do the truth we know. Let us do the truth we know. Question. Do we need a new truth? In these times, which I refer to as the Age of Enlightenment, is the truth which we know adequate? Outdated? Is it yesterday's truth? Out of sync? Out of touch with the world of today? In these modern times, in this modern age, and do we need an updated truth which reflects the change in philosophies? And the change in moral and spiritual standards. Our new president, I think we all heard from just a few days ago. Our new president was swept into office on his pledge regarding change. In this decade, heavy with problems and rich with promises. Wars. Repression, population explosion, crime, the rise and fall of political power, drug addiction, drunkenness. Only slacking up just a little bit. Lesbianism, extreme disregard for what thus saith the Lord. In such an hour, in such a time, it can be easy to contemplate that what we need is some new truth. What we need is some new demands regarding a new day. That's the argument. The old truth by now must be out of date, shop-worn, and grossly inadequate. Moses, in his farewell address, spoke to the children of Israel who were about to take a new country. They were about to take a new line. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 through 14. For this commandment, which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. Verse 12. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us in heaven and bring it down unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Verse 13. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldst say, who shall go over the sea for us, and get that information and bring it back unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Verse 14. Watch what the author says. But the word is very nigh, very near unto thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. So what do we see? The truth that's needed was not concealed. The truth that was needed by God was overlooked. Therefore, there was no need to ask who will go up to heaven or who to go here, there, or yon. Neither was there a humanity remotely able to do all, any of that, that one might cross the sea and find it and bring it back. Not so. The word of our God was nigh unto them and even on their lips, that they might know it and do it. Moses was saying to that motley crowd that what was needed was a return to God's unchanging hand. Not the dramatic unfolding of some new and astonishing truth, but a more dedicated obedience to God's truth. Ladies and gentlemen, and is our need also too great that God is not willing to share with us the answer? I say not. Let us go on holding to God's unchanging hand, not asking for some new thing or some new word. In far too many instances, we are like the Athenians of old. We spend our time either to hear or to tell what is called some new thing. We would be far, far better off to heed the word of God that God has already given to us by his Son, Jesus Christ, and the apostles. However new our decade may be, that's a new word, look in your dictionary. However new our decade may be, the facts basic to our situation and to our circumstances and regarding our salvation has not changed. Human nature is the same today as it was yesterday. Only the characters have changed. Maybe some costumes have also changed. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life describes exactly humanity's ideas that come and obey not. That's our economy. That's our humanity. God said it. Never mind, God said it. God has not changed his mind. His truth is going to be throughout time and eternity. When we study our Bible, God is going to be at the judgment with his book. What God has declared, that is what we need to know and to do. And I said it this way earlier, hold on, church. Hold on and hold out to God's unchanging hands. Why? Years cannot change the who-ness of God. Years cannot change the doctrine of God. Malachi chapter 3 and the verse is 6. For I am the Lord. You know the text probably. For I am the Lord. Did you get that? For I am the Lord. And that's not all. I change not. That should wrap up. Let's change this and let's change that. That the Lord has established. Years cannot change the who-ness of God. I am the Lord and I change not. Therefore you sons of Jacob are not consumed. What God did and what God said through his holy begotten Son and also through his apostles. And once he has given us a once and for all, I should say all-ness, of what we must do to please him and make heaven our eternal home of abode. It's almost scary sometimes when I read the Bible and read about what it's going to be like at the judgment. What more can he say than what he has said to you who have been redeemed by the precious blood of his Son, Jesus Christ? Whatever is necessary for our salvation, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, has already been declared unto humanity. The Holy Spirit has already promised and sent to us the Word of God. And we cannot change it. Hold to God's unchanging hand. The saving word for God, from God. The saving word from God to storm the heavens for some better or later word. I know what I want to say. I'm just looking around us. Look out, seniors. Changing the word of God is not going to happen. I wanted to say ain't. I almost said that. The word is with us. In all of time. So for what are we waiting? What are we waiting for? Here is what we really need. A renewed obedience in following our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Holy Scriptures do not speak of intellectual assent to the truth, but in the doing of the truth. Did you get that? The doing of the truth is what God is pleased with. What does doing of the truth mean to us? To you and to me. What does it mean to us? That we have the courage and the wisdom to follow Christ into a changing world. We sing the song, Hold to God's unchanging hand. It's not going to be God changing his word. So if we want to be saved, if we want to hear God say at the final roundup of human affairs, well done, thou good and faithful servant, the change must be done by human beings, not God. God has spoken his word and it's final. We have tried to keep Christ closeted within the four walls of a church building or within the four walls of our home. Christ is Lord of the world. Christ is Lord of the world as well as of his church. Of his church. And he's not going to go against what his Father has said, Because when the Father speaks, Christ speaks. Same, same. It has always been that way. It will never change. Christ is Lord of the world, as well as of His church. This is the church of Christ. His ownership is in the name, Church of Christ, church belonging to Christ. We must have the courage to follow instructions, to obey our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to bear the courage, to bear the cross, follow Him, whatever the consequences may be, whatever the cost may be. We always find that Jesus Christ does not change and disagree with His Father, and vice versa. Well, doing the truth of God's Holy Bible, it means giving a more dynamic expression of faith and obedience to what thus saith the Word of God. Too many are willing to give Christ place, but not priority. We seem to forget that if Jesus Christ does not matter most to us, let me say that again. If Jesus Christ does not matter most to us, He will not matter at all to the world. And that will be your destination, making your home in that place that starts with the same letter as heaven, H, but it has a lot more letters to it. You'll figure that out. We must demonstrate the fierceness and the determination to hold to God's unchanging hand. It is needful that we demonstrate to the world, that we demonstrate to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we are closer to Him and them, Jesus and His God and His Son, and we will not change, disagree with, or refrain from doing God's commandments, God's instructions in His holy book, the Bible. Soon or late, we must put to ourselves questions about how we spend our time. How we spend our time, money, and our influence, discipleship, demands an answer. How do we spend our time? It seems that some have time for everything but that which matters most. We give ourselves too often. We give ourselves over to television addiction at the expense of unopened Bible. You figure I was going there? No, you didn't. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Too often. Years go by, and we're yet not firmly entrenched and putting God first in all of our decisions, whatever they may be, in all of our decisions, putting God first. Brothers and sisters, by the grace of God, He has given me the privilege of preaching in His church. I endeavor to honor the privilege to hold to God's unchanging hand, do His will, and by the grace of God, study His Bible that I might share what He has in His Bible, so that that's what they hear from this pulpit. What thus saith the Word of God. In closing, teachers, in a few years ago when I was in grade school, you might be smiling about something, and the teacher is trying to teach the class, and she's serious in what she's doing, but students might find it comical. I remember teachers telling students, "Wipe that smile off your face." And believe it or not, back then they knew how to do it. They knew how to wipe it off. It disappeared. Peace, all is well. We give ourselves over to television addiction at the expense of unopened Bibles that would instruct us further in the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hold on. And hold out. We cannot, a human being cannot get to glory and hear God say, "Well done," without putting God first. First! Not second. Close to first. God comes first. And He takes no seconds from that which that He has created, and He can wipe out and create Him all over again. It's exciting to me to read Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2. I just love to read how He created the world. He created the world. God is an exciting being. Let me encourage you, church. Hold on. Hold on and hold out, that you may be able to hear. The day is coming. And we don't know when it's coming, but the day is coming that you will be able to hear Him say, "Well done." Ooh! Well done. I don't know what it's going to be like at the final round of human affairs that we read about in Revelation chapter 20. But to hear God say, "Well done, my son. Well done, my daughter." I just imagine, because where we are, God's going to fix everybody's ears. Because when we say individually, when He say, "Well done, good and faithful servant," wow. All of heaven, you might think, could hear you say, "Whoa!" And it would be a whole heap of lot louder than that. And I don't think that there will be anyone there that will be doing shh, shh. Lord have mercy. We've come this far as members of the Church of Christ. We have come this far as adopted sons and daughters of God. Let us not slow down. Let us continue to work faithfully, untiringly, in such a way that God will bless our ears that they might hear at the final roundup of human affairs. Well done, my child. Well done. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to lift you up a little bit higher. And you can be faithful over many. That's our privilege. God has expressed to us, not just in words, but actions, how much He loves us. He didn't send an apostle to bless us with the privilege of hearing truth and His Son dying for us. He sent His only begotten Son. Think of that when you're getting up on cold days coming to worship God. What He has already done for us and what He wants to do for us more. And I like reading the last chapter of Revelation as a description, humane description to some degree, about what that place called heaven is going to be like. I want to see it. No, that's not all. You see, I can see it maybe from afar. I want to walk. God is going to let you walk on that hallowed ground. Do you want to go? Do you want to go? All we need to do is hold to God's unchanging hand. Do what He has commanded us to do. And we will hear Him say at the final roundup, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." We've had members who've walked, worshiped with us, came over here with us, and walked away, knowing that we weren't finished with what God had brought us to. Yes, you can repeat this. You can tell them Brother Brown spoke about that. Folk who left. Not helping. Walked off. Caring not for the Lord's church. It's not my church, not your church. It's the Lord's church. And He paid a high price for us, His church, to be in this lovely place, worshiping Him, glorifying Him. Hold. Now, I got some more, but that's all for tonight. You say, whew, look out. The Lord is watching over me, so look out. Where are you tonight? Hold on. Are you holding on? Are you pleasing God? That's all we need to do. Just please God. He has manifested how much He loved us. Why can't we reciprocate? Because He's offering much more than what we already experience. He's offering much more. And there's an invitation to come and live with Him
forever. Forever. And I haven't seen anything in the book about paying rent. Isn't that good? We'll just be glad to be there. But I don't see anything there about paying rent. I don't see anything there about mowing the grass. If there's grass going to be there. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. If you're here, if you're a member of the Church of Christ, we thank God for you. Prayerfully, you walking with the Lord in such a way that He is well pleased. And if you're here and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, but you'd like to be a member of the Church of Christ, you've heard the good news of God, what He has done for us. Believe it with all of your heart. Hear, believe, repent. Godly sorrowful for the things you've done contrary to the will of God. Acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And then be buried in water baptism for the remission of all of your past sins. God will wipe the slate clean and adopt you as His son or His daughter. That's it. You come, I will ask you, do you believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? That will be it. If the answer is true, it's positive, we will take you tonight, baptize you, and God will add you tonight to the Church of Christ. Adopt you as His son or daughter. Isn't that wonderful? You don't have to wait and what? Go through nothing else. Come, come, come. As we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power?
Oh, yes.
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you full in trusting in His grace? This hour are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?